Their lease expired back in 2019, and we have been negotiating that lease ever since. There have been delays. Of course, COVID caused a delay in that negotiation. And just as we thought we were there, they decided that, you know, after COVID, they realized a number of their staff could work from home. So then they decided they wanted to reduce the footprint. So now we've gone through all of that. So this lease is a accumulation of all of those conversations that have taken place. The reduction in their footprint is going to allow us to create some additional office space that would be available for human service-related tenants to kind of come on board. So we're excited about that. And it is going to be a 30-year lease with DHHS, so we know we will continue to have them as a tenant in our building, which is of benefit to our local residents for at least the next 30 years.